Welcome back to the Productivity Podcast, where I give you a daily productivity tip so you can get the most out of your time, your talent, and your ideas. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Ever tossed and turned all night trying to get some sleep, but just can't doze off? It could be because of the temperature of your bedroom. Today, we're looking at what the research says about the perfect sleeping temperature, and then we'll give you some tips to find your sweet spot. A study published in Nature Climate Change titled Bedroom Temperature and Sleep Quality, a nationwide observational study, explored the sleeping habits of over 8,000 people across diverse climates in the United States. The researchers discovered a sweet spot for sleep quality between 60 and 67 degrees Fahrenheit or 15.6 to 19.4 degrees Celsius. Participants in this range reported better sleep duration and fewer disturbances. Why? Turns out our body temperature naturally dips during sleep, and a cooler room mimics this dip, aiding in the quality of your sleep. Another study titled The Impact of Bedroom Temperature on Sleep Quality, a review of the literature, published in the Journal of Current Sleep Medicine reports, reviewed and summarized the existing research on sleep temperature and its impact on sleep quality. The review supports the notion that core bedroom temperatures around 60 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit, 15.6 to 19.4 degrees Celsius, are generally associated with better sleep quality for almost all individuals. Both these studies emphasize individual variability and the importance of experimenting to find your optimal temperature. Here's some tips to find your best sleeping conditions. Start by setting your temperature on the low range. 60 degrees Fahrenheit or 15.6 degrees Celsius and adjust it from there. When I first started experimenting, I thought the low range would be too cold, but I've never slept better. Second tip, layer your bedding so you can pull up some blankets as needed. And number three, if you have an automatic thermostat, set it to heat up your room about 15 minutes before you get up so you don't get out of bed in a freezing room. So there you have it. Start experimenting tonight. You might just be surprised how much cooler temperatures can improve your sleep and have you hitting the floor running each morning. Your move. Hey, real quick before you go, please remember to hit follow on your podcast player. You won't miss any episodes and it helps support us bring you the show daily. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.